BBC Radio Shropshire
with Adam and Vicky.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right.
I didn't see you there.
Just hiding in the dark in the corner over here. Lots of sunshine in Shropshire though, which is wonderful. 27, that's 81. And then it's going to go down to 14 with clear skies tonight. That's 57. Tomorrow, mostly dry, very warm again. We're up to 24.
Are you okay with it being in the 20s? That's quite cold for what you've been
42
used to.
42 degrees in Mallorca.
Wowee.
You know when the lizard is going, hut, 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 that was me.
Got to keep it low.
Like it.
Oh, I love it.
Lenny Kravitz.
Love that. That's brilliant.
It's called Low on BBC Radio Shropshire. That's really good. I wish we were playing that every day this week.
I wish we were too.
It's not our song of the week. Gabrielle is our song of the week after four.
Which makes sense because it's a very shiny place.
Yes.
And it's called Shine.
It's called Shine.
Makes sense.
So you can hear that later on this afternoon.
Now, as you heard earlier, an event commemorating the last 100 days of Shropshire war poet Wilfred Owen has been launched at Shrewsbury Abbey. The Oswestryman died in France aged 25 in 1918, just 7 days before the armistice. The mayor of Ors, Jackie Dumini, was behind the building of a wonderful memorial to the soldier in the village where he met his death and was guest of honour at Wilfred Owen 100.
I'm Eric Smith. Good afternoon. This is BBC Radio Shropshire. We've got some very sad news to share with you this afternoon, I'm afraid. Our much-loved colleague Vicky Archer, who's been part of your afternoons on this radio station for the past 8 years, has died suddenly. The cause of her death is not known. At this terribly sad time, of course, our thoughts are with her family. Vicky was part of BBC Radio Shropshire for more than 20 years. She was a great presenter, a great broadcaster, and she brought a wonderful sense of fun to her shows and behind the scenes in the newsroom too. As you'd expect, our programmes for the rest of the day will sound a bit different to usual as we remember Vicky. Adam won't be on this afternoon's programme, so you'll be spending the next 4 hours in the company of Ellie Fiorentini.
BBC Radio Shropshire.
And as you've just been hearing, this is Ellie Fiorentini this afternoon. Over the next 4 hours, in light of today's sad news, it'll be a very reflective 4 hours, playing some very gentle music, also keeping you up to date with what you need to know as well. I'm Ellie Fiorentini, and just in case you missed our sad news today, sad news that we need to share with you here on BBC Radio Shropshire, our much-loved colleague Vicky Archer, who's been part of your afternoons on this radio station for the past 8 years, has died suddenly. The cause of her death isn't known. So it is terribly sad news, and I am working at Radio Shropshire at the moment, so I'm here today. Adam is not here today, understandably so. And it is just music for you this afternoon, and then after 4 o'clock, we'll be bringing you up to date with some of the day's news stories. Thank you for your comments so far, which are coming in this afternoon. John and Jan have been in touch, and it says, "Dear all, so sorry to hear such sad news. Our condolences to everyone." And just heard the very sad news. "My condolences to Vicky and family and all her friends at Radio Shropshire." And that is from Paul in Bridge North.
When we first worked together, it was incredibly easy. Working shouldn't be this much fun, I thought. And so it was for almost 8 years. Now, we laughed an awful lot, and not all of it on the radio either. If we broadcast the things we talked about away from the mic, we wouldn't have lasted 8 days, let alone 8 years. She had a wicked sense of humour. Vicky was such a caring person and had so much love to give to all around her. Her three children are just like their mother was, clever and bright.